You are listening to a Triple D production.
I can hear you breathing. Look up at me. That's a nasty bruise. How did you get it? Do you not feel like talking? I suppose that is fine. Here. You're such a fragile creature. Like a piece of glass. We don't have many easy to break items. We move around far too often to grow attached to a home, and our strength makes it really easy to break things. Don't worry though, hunting requires steady hands, so I won't hurt you. That should take care of the pain. What's that look for?
You didn't think I was going to kill you, right?
I won't force you to talk. Your eyes tell me everything I need to know. I've seen that look before. That's a look of an animal that's been brought down and knows that the end is near. You don't have to worry. Your village was one of the few villages that offer humans as sacrifices. It's sick. Not to mention that if they knew anything about us, which they don't, they won't give us prey that can't give us a decent hunt. As a huntress, there's nothing to gain from an animal that can't run or defend itself. Now, I won't turn my nose up at a free meal, but I won't be happy about it. However, you can't go back to the village. If other species knew that they aren't targets, they would seek us out. Our entire culture revolves around being one with the wild. And to do that, we can't allow people to come and go as they please. My ancestors didn't want to mindlessly kill innocent people. So when the goddess gave us this form, they allowed us to keep enough humanity to take anyone we found as our mate, if we chose to. Your eyes tell me that you didn't expect this to happen. You don't have to worry. I'll take good care of you. Non-wolves are sacred to us. I promise that no harm will ever come to you. Let me get you out of your bindings. This just further shows me how barbaric some people can be. As marks where skin is visible, I want to see if there are more injuries. Just lean back against me. If I were tasked with sending someone to their death, I would at least make their bindings comfortable. One of our natural abilities is mapping out the eyes of whoever we see. I can tell that you didn't deserve this because I see no evil in your eyes.
You were treated like a criminal, when in reality, you weren't.
Let me turn you around. There. Would you mind if I felt around your body? All right. I'll be gentle. Such a gentle thing. They really threw you to the wolves, didn't they?
Sorry, this is not the time nor the place.
Oh, you're resting your head against me. Don't stop. This is fine. We should get moving. I'm due back at camp soon. Can you walk? You're shaking so much. Do you want me to carry you? Don't look down. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I'm just trying to look out for you. The forest is very dangerous to humans. But if you insist... Are you all right? Oh dear.
No complaining. I'm going to carry you.
See? Now, don't squirm too much. You're not heavy. I'm both a foot taller than you, and I've carried animal carcasses back home since I could walk. I could probably lift someone 3 times your size without breaking a sweat. I enjoy talking with you, but as we go deeper into the forest, we would run the risk of frightening animals or alerting predators. We'll be home in a few minutes. Just hold on tightly. Here we are. I'll just lie you here. Yeah? This is where I sleep. Or I guess where we will sleep now. I mean, you don't have to sleep with me. I won't stop you if you want to wait and see the other huntresses. Or hunters, if you swing that way. A human is rare among us, so it's not like they'll refuse you. No. I don't care if you don't choose me. I am older than most huntresses here. Since my entire life has been with huntresses, I never really tried to find anyone. I suppose I decided years ago that I would die doing what I loved if I never met anyone. You don't think I look that old? After a while, our species don't really age. Sure, our bodies mature slightly over time, but most wolves value experience over looks. The unfortunate thing about having years of experience is that even if you want it, you're seducible from their first hand. They would refuse, saying that they aren't worthy. The only way around this is if the goddess herself intervenes, or a non-wolf enters the picture. So no pressure. But you might be my last hope for a companion. Unless I stop hunting, which would drive me insane. So you really want to give this old wolf a companion? Are you sure? You could probably trace back your family tree, and I would still be older than the oldest member's mother. Then, do you want to solidify our companionship? Alright, just lie back and I'll take care of everything. If I hurt you, I don't want you to hesitate before saying something. I might look human enough, but believe me when I say that I'm not. These years of mine aren't just for show. Even if you whispered for me to stop, I would still hear it. So I guess we should get started. You taste good. I'm just going to kiss my way down to your neck. And I'll bite your neck to show everyone who you belong to. Damn it. Did I already go too far? Oh dear. There's a little blood from where my fangs broke through your skin. Let me lick the wound. The goddess taught us magic, and our saliva can be used to heal when combined with mana. I used a diluted mixture to clean your wounds and minimize the swelling caused by your blow to the head. It's pretty basic magic for us. Do you want to continue? I'm glad. You have such a strong scent. So this is a human cock. So slick. The scent is intoxicating. I don't know what's more wet. My mouth or my cunt. Oh, it's so warm. I just want to keep my mouth around it. Pre-cum is leaking. Such a sweet taste. So good. I need it all. You're twitching and you're pulsing. I can smell the scent of of your seed as it prepares to to shoot out. Oh, so good. Its taste and texture. So amazing. Fuck. My cunt is on fire. It's as if my body's catching up on years of not having a cock inside of me. I always manage to suppress my heat by separating myself from males and masturbating. But now, now that I've tasted the seed of a male, it's as if it's coming back with a vengeance. It's like I'm constantly being edged, and I need to. No. If I lose control, I could hurt him. But my mind is breaking. But I don't want to risk breaking him. Are you sure? My heat can go away with time, and I can prepare you for the next time it comes up, so I don't hurt you. Thank you, human. Now, if you move, you run the risk of being hurt. So, stay still, unless I tell you to do something. Oh.
down on your cock. Oh, I can still feel myself clenching around your cock as you try your best to buck your hips under my weight. It's my strong muscular body is either milking you or holding you down. Now, before I start moving, I want you to put your wrists over your head. Good boy. My hands are so big that I only need one to hold them down. Do you feel the pads on my fingertips and palm against your wrists? Good. I have them on my toes too. Very durable. Perfect for running and holding things down. Now, I can use my free hand to caress your face. The angle's a little awkward, but I can still lean so that I'm a little over your face. Do you see my eyes? They've changed in color, haven't they? Yellow is man and beast is one. Red is the beast taking over. So, do you want to fuck a wolf? I'll take that whimper as a yes. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. I've used many different things to extinguish the flames of heat. Some were meant for that purpose. But when the new hunters act like such fucking teasers, it just fucking starts up at random. It gets so bad that I just grab the nearest thing that can fit in me and just go into the forest. Oh, as long as I... Oh, yes. Yes. As long as I bring back something, no one would notice. Oh. But nothing started the flames like a non-wolf cock. Sometimes I would see people made in the trees. Oh, so many different species. So many different cocks. But none of them like yours. Not to say that they won't have been nice. Oh. I once saw a minotaur jacking off. His scent was so strong that I almost considered helping him out. When he came, he just fired rope after rope of cum. Do you think I could make you shoot like that with my magic? Yeah. My species don't age. And now that you're mine, you won't either. We have all the time in the world to experiment And I have so many years to make up for. Oh, yes. Our birth rates are low. So don't worry about coming. Inside of me. Worst case scenario. We raise one pup. After this. The goddess allows. Allows us to use magic to prevent impregnation.
It won't stop the heat, though.
Yeah. Come, be one with me. I can feel you trying to hold back. Fucking. Don't. Don't hold back. Shoot rope after rope of your seed inside of me. Fill me with your nectar. Oh, I want you come to flood out of me. Oh, goddess, yes, I can feel your twitch. Yeah, your hot precum is dripping. It's so hot. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm coming so much. You're putting that minotaur to shame. By the goddess, I'm glad I didn't follow my natural urges. You would have waited twice as long to feel your cockfire ropes have come inside of me. There. Yes. I think my cunt is gonna milk out every drop from you. Oh, yes. It's all flowing out of me. Holy shit. Hey, how are you feeling? Oh, you're shivering. The sweat must feel like ice with the chill of the forest air. Let me wrap some furs around you and I'll cuddle up next to you. I like that you're shorter than me. It's easier for me to just wrap my limbs around you. Since I'm mostly fur from the waist down, I can warm your legs by wrapping my fluffy legs around them. And even wrap the end of my tail around your ankle. And I can warm your upper body by pressing my chest against you, massaging your skin with my hands in smooth pads, gently. Kiss you as you drift off. I will take such good care of you, my mate.